This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Russian forces continued hitting Ukrainian cities from a distance Friday, pounding the capital, Kyiv, and the country's west as their ground offensive inched forward in the face of fierce Ukrainian resistance. The war launched by Russian President Vladimir Putin is now in its fourth week. Putin Friday praised the Russian military for its actions in Ukraine at a huge patriotic rally in Moscow. But Russian troops have failed to take the capital, a major objective in their hopes of forcing a settlement or dictating the country's future political alignments. Missiles and shelling struck the edges of Kyiv as well as the western city of Lviv, close to Ukraine's border with NATO member Poland. Figures from the UN International Organization for Migration suggest Ukraine is fast on a course in just 3 weeks toward the levels of displacement from Syria's devastating war, which has driven about 13 million people from their homes in both the country and abroad. In the southern port city of Mariupol in Ukraine, survivors have begun to emerge from a theater that was hit by Russian missiles Wednesday. Hundreds of people, including children, are believed to have taken refuge in the drama theater. There are conflicting reports on whether anyone had emerged from the rubble, though no deaths have been confirmed. Communications are disrupted across the city, and movement is difficult because of shelling and other fighting. Satellite images of the site released by the Maxar Space Technology Company showed the word children, written in Russian, on the pavement outside the theater as recently as Monday. The Ukrainian Parliament's Human Rights Commissioner said Friday that 130 people had survived, but that hundreds remain unaccounted for. From